This is the Natural Eye Care Podcast, hosted by leading holistic optometrist Dr. Mark R. Grossman. Senior citizens are at the highest risk of developing macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, dry eye, and more. The Natural Eye Care Podcast provides complementary and natural approaches to vision problems, eye health, and overall health. Find out how lifestyle, diet, and nutrition can help maintain healthy vision and even improve eyesight. Dr. Grossman has degrees in optometry, biology, physical education, and learning disabilities. He is a New York State licensed acupuncturist. With 40 years of experience, he has co-authored the book, Natural Eye Care, Your Guide to Healthy Vision and Healing. Dr. Grossman.
I'm Dr. Mark Grossman, integrative medical optometrist, acupuncturist, in practice for over 44 years, and author of 5 books on natural eye care. And today's podcast is on why avoid myopia, which is nearsightedness, and how to reduce the risk of nearsightedness. I myself improved my nearsightedness from legally blind of not being able to see the big E on the eye chart to now passing a driver's test. So let's do a deep dive into myopia. Myopia is one of the main reasons people start wearing glasses when they're young. Far objects are blurry and close-up objects are clear when you are nearsighted. Did you know that lifestyle and daily habits can have a big impact on your development of myopia? Reducing the risk of myopia in children and teens is essential because this eye condition can lead to more serious eye problems. For example, it may increase the risk of retinal detachment, glaucoma, and cataracts. And myopia can also strike adults. Avoiding corrective lenses entirely should be enough motivation to head off the problem. But what can you do to help yourself and your family? What is myopia? The common accepted understanding is that myopia develops due to either an overly curved cornea or an eyeball that is longer than usual. The severity of nearsightedness can differ significantly, along with variations in the age when it begins and how quickly it advances. The eye stops growing at about 14 years old, so after 14, there really isn't too much of a genetic component to why people become nearsighted. In a normally shaped eyeball, incoming light focuses precisely on the retina. However, if the eyeball is elongated, light focuses in front of the retina, leading to nearsightedness and blurred distance vision. Conversely, if the eyeball is too short, light focuses behind the retina, resulting in farsightedness, or called hyperopia, and difficulty seeing near objects. Myopia commonly emerges during the school years and typically stabilizes during adolescence. The extensive use of computers and digital devices has exacerbated this issue. In the 1980s, prior to the prevalence of computer usage, only 2%, that's right, 2% of the Dutch Army recruits from farming backgrounds experienced myopia, while 32% of those with higher education levels were nearsighted. Currently, in certain urban areas of Asia, the prevalence of myopia is approaching 90%. If that's not an epidemic, what is? 1/3 of the global population is affected by myopia. And by 2050, half of the world's population is projected to have myopia. If this current trend persists, up to 1/5 of these individuals will face a significant elevated risk of other eye problems. What are the causes of myopia? Extended periods of close-range tasks, such as computer and cell phone usage, including excessive gaming. Decreased outdoor activities. Don't become NDD, nature deficit disorder, go outside. Reducing exposure to natural light, sunlight, is crucial for triggering retinal dopamine release, which aids in maintaining clear retinal images. Other potential contributors may involve inadequate sleep and nutrition, smoking habits, and socioeconomic circumstances. Research investigating trace minerals noted reduced copper levels among individuals with progressive myopia, along with an altered zinc to iron ratio. Myopia increases the risk of other eye conditions, such as retinal detachment, glaucoma, and cataract. What reduces the risk of myopia? Eye exercises. Dr. Bates, an ophthalmologist, designed a series of eye exercises that could be helpful to keep your eyes more flexible and adaptable. You can find a vision educator by going to visioneducators.com to see if there's somebody who teaches Bates' method near you. I also will be doing an online course at Omega Institute on May 8th, 2024, to how to take care of your eyes. I'm also going to be doing an in-person one on June 21st to 23rd at Omega Institute. Visit my website, naturaleyecare.com, for more information. Eye exercises will keep your eyes more flexible and adaptable. Some general ones, you can go to our website, naturaleyecare.com, and download our free eye exercise booklet. This will give you some of the basic ways to keep your eyes from going nearsighted, if possible, along with tips on massaging special acupressure points around the eyes. Also, one of my books, Magic Eye, How to See 3D, Improve Your Vision, is also available to help relax your eyes and your brain. In Chinese medicine, we usually look at nearsightedness as something to do with the liver meridian. So doing certain liver herbs, such as our Revision Herbal Formula on the website, vitamin C, advanced vision support formula that helps nourish the eye, can also be helpful to build up the eye to be as flexible and as healthy as possible when having to do lots of close work. Visit us at naturaleyecare.com for more information. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Mark Grossman and the Natural Eye Care Podcast. For more information, visit naturaleyecare.com and drgrossman2020.com. Our email address is info@naturaleyecare.com. If you have any questions, call us 845-475-4158. And if you don't already subscribe to this podcast, please subscribe and review us.